Blog Talk Radio.
Storm with your head.
Nothing's impossible to you. You're the great I am. I've searched the whole world, didn't find anybody. Searched high and low, still didn't find anybody.
Everyone today. Well, welcome back to the show tonight. This is Gypsies for Jesus Radio. I just want to introduce our brother Gus, who's going to be leading off the word tonight. Our brother Gus Conway from the Bay Area out in beautiful California. God bless you, Gus. Welcome to the show tonight. How are you?
God bless you. God bless you, John. We're happy to be on again with the listeners tonight. Our topic is Lazarus. As you guys know, raising Lazarus from the dead. And we're going to be in the book of John, chapter 11. I'm not sure if you could hear me too well. I've got a different earpiece tonight. Tell me if it sounds all right.
You sound great. You sound great.
Okay, good. So how you doing, Brother John?
I'm doing good. Praise God. Everything's good tonight. I'm anxious for the word tonight, Brother Gus. And God bless everyone. I want to give a shout out to some friends that are listening tonight. Our brother out there, our cousin Bruno, is listening tonight. I know that he is tonight. God bless you, Bruno. Thank you for joining us tonight. I wish to lift up our cousin Michelle, who's listening tonight. And I know there's a lot of new listeners. I'd like to introduce who we are out there. For the listeners out there, if you've never heard our program before, this is Gypsies for Jesus Radio, and we've been around for quite a while here. We've been around for about 9 years. Not on Block Talk Radio, but we've been on Pal Talk. We've had a program that was very blessed on Pal Talk and in Block Talk Radio. We've been off the air for a couple months. We're back on, and this is our second night that we've been back on. Just to let the listeners know, we're on usually on Friday nights, so 11 o'clock, but we had some commitments last night. We weren't able to make it, so we had this radio program for this Saturday. So it's 11 o'clock Eastern Time, 10 o'clock Central Time on Friday nights, and 8 o'clock on the West Coast. So God bless everyone. Like I say, invite a friend, family member. I'm just going to pass out the number again. 917-889-7893. 917-889-7893 is our call-in number. Invite some friends, family members to listen to the program, or you can go to Blog Talk Radio and type in Gypsies for Jesus, Faith Radio, and you can hear us live if you have a computer at home. So God bless everyone tonight. And Brother Gus, if you'd like to pray and share the word tonight, let's
definitely
start the word. Amen.
We'll do that. We'll do that. We also like to thank everybody for listening in from Facebook, or if you're not, you know, tuning in from Facebook, from wherever you heard the radio station. God bless you guys. We need your continued support. Call in. We do open up the lines, and John will be doing that for prayer requests, praise report, whatever the need may be, the Lord can answer it, whether it's financial, spiritual, physical healing. The Lord can answer all prayers. That's what we're here for. We're here to bless you guys. We're going to open up in a word of prayer. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for all that you're doing and all that you're continuing to do. We thank you for John chapter 11, for the story of Lazarus, that you raised him from the dead, Father. We ask you, Father, that you would open up our hearts to your word and open up your word to our hearts, that we may follow you, Father, in light, because your word says your word is a light unto my path and a lamp unto my feet. So we need that light tonight as we go into your word, Father. Give us a revelation of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So we're reading from John chapter 11. And before we get into that, we'll read. This story it's a big story. It's about 44 verses. We're not going to be going through it all. We're going to just highlight the more significant parts of it, and then we'll break it down. And it's a story that you're all familiar with, it, right, John? I mean, you're very familiar with this story. Me and John was talking about it a couple of days ago. You know, it's not something that nobody hasn't heard before. Even non-Christians know about Lazarus being raised from the dead, you know. But it's something that needs to be alive in our hearts today, that we may walk in the light of Jesus Christ. Because what Jesus did over 2,000 years ago for Lazarus, he's still doing today. And let me tell you something. A lot of us need stones removed out of our lives so we can come out and walk in the light of Jesus Christ. Because the first thing that Lazarus heard after being dead for 4 days was Jesus calling him, "Lazarus, come out." And that's what we need to hear. Gus, come out. John, come out. So when we hear that, we could walk in the light of Jesus Christ. We could walk in his truth. We could walk in wisdom. We could walk in discernment. And all these things help us in our walk with Christ. We can't walk alone. It's not a matter of your own strength. Jesus says, it's not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And the spirit that lifted up Lazarus from the dead, that same spirit is living in us today, that comforts us, that protects us, that heals us. So let's get into the word, and we'll be reading from John chapter 11. Now I'm reading the English Standard Version, so I don't know what you're reading from. It might be a little different. So here we go. Chapter 11, verse 1. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was ill. So we get the picture right here of three people, two sisters, one brother, Martha, Mary, Lazarus. So the sisters sent to him, saying, Lord, he whom you love is ill. But when Jesus heard it, he said, this illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. So basically, what you're hearing here is Lazarus is dying, and Jesus says, good, it's for the glory of God. Don't worry about it. It's for the glory of God. It's fine. This illness will not result in death. And those words for us, those don't compute. We hear sickness, we want God to heal. But let me tell you something. Sometimes God will delay in his healing so that we would give him the glory. Right, Brother John? Sometimes God delay in his healing so that we would give him the glory. Because ultimately, that's what he wants. We don't live on the promises that we make to God. We live on the promises that God made to us. So if you made a promise to God and you haven't held to it, don't worry about it, because it's not our promises that keep us going in his life. It's his promises and it's his covenant. Look what it says here. Verse 5, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, said to the disciples, let us go to Judea again. So we're going to skip down to verse 17. Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you only had been here, my brother would have not died. So she has belief, but her belief only goes so far. She thinks Jesus has to be near, Jesus has to be present. But let me tell you something today, Jesus is nearer and closer than you think. Salvation is with you today. Jesus is with us today. And a lot of people think, well, if I could just see Jesus, you know, I'll believe Jesus and I can be healed. And that's the problem with a lot of Christians today. They think that, well, you know, Jesus is just, he's in heaven, and if he was closer with me, things would be better. I know that because as an early Christian, that's how I used to think. And that's what Martha's thinking. If you would have been here, you could have saved my brother. So there's no doubt that she thought that Jesus could have saved her brother. There's no doubt in her mind about that, Brother John. What I'm saying is that she thought that Jesus had to been there for him to be alive.
That's right. That's right. Both Mary
right.
and
you
Martha.
See, you see the point?
Yes. Both Mary and Martha had faith in him. They knew that he was the Messiah. And you know, they welcomed, they were close to Jesus, and Jesus was close to them. He was welcomed into their home. And, you know, if you remember in the account of Lazarus, Mary and Martha, and Lazarus in the book of in the book of Luke, where Mary and Martha sat at his feet. And
look at verse
4.
Oh, I'm sorry, John.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Let's go to verse 23. Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." So she knows about all the dead in Christ will rise. You know, she knows that, you know, in Revelation, you know, that's what we know. They don't have that. He just knows that the people in Christ will rise again on the last day. She knows that. She believes that. But she's not believing Jesus right now is the resurrection himself. Look what it says. Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." So see, all of her faith, like Brother John said, it's right and it's true, but it only goes so far. Our faith does not need to have limits on it, because when we put limits on our faith, we're putting limits on the hand of God in what he can do in our lives. And Jesus' hand is not too short to reach every single one of us and to bring us out into his life, or heal us, or to deliver us, or to whatever it is, maybe the stone that has to be rolled out of your life. Verse 25, here's the key to all 44 of these verses. Here's the key. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life." You guys remember we talk about it always. For some reason, this comes up always when we're on radio. John 10:10, Jesus says, "I have come to give life and life abundantly." And look how beautiful it says here. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life." So what he's telling her, that resurrection that you're talking about, Martha, in the last day, when the dead in Christ will rise, that's who I am. That's not just a point of time that, well, a certain amount of years and days going to go by and then everybody's going to get up. It's not a point of time. What it is it's a person. It's Jesus Christ. He is that. You remember in Acts, it says it's not about, don't ask about times. He said, just wait to receive the power of the Holy Spirit. John, can you quote that better for me?
Amen. Amen. In the book of Acts 1:8, it says, wait. I actually read that today. I can read it. I'll pick up my Bible right here and share that with the listeners. And there's going to be some good points coming up here very shortly, too, to the scriptures here about Jesus saying, "I am the resurrection and the life." And it says, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in all of Judea and Samaria to the ends of the earth." Okay.
Can you
and
back up a little bit? Act 1:6.
Okay. Yes,
it's in Acts. I think it's 1:5 or 1:6 where they talk about times, and Jesus says it's not about times.
Okay. And they assembled together, and he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you have heard from me, these are the words of Jesus. He said, "You have heard from me. For John may truly baptize you with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." I believe this book of Matthew, where Jesus says, "All power is given to me, all authority." Matthew 28.
Okay, here it is. I found it, Brother John. It's Acts 1:7. He said to them,
okay,
"It is not for you." He said to them, "It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority." See, so they was worried about time. Like when we need a date, you know, we want to know exact time so we could all be ready. And Jesus said, that's not the important thing. What you need to receive is the Holy Spirit. And when you have the Holy Spirit and the Lord sets that time, you're ready to go. And that's what Jesus is telling Martha too. I am the resurrection. It's not about the last day. It's about today. Today is going to be like that last day because I'm going to raise Lazarus. Go ahead, Brother John. You were sharing something else?
Amen. Amen. And when Jesus said, I am the resurrection and life, I'll just give an example of something. He was shown the authority that he has, that he had back then. You know, as we have to know, we believe in the Trinity here in Gypsies for Jesus. We believe in the Trinity, and not to go away from doctrine, and not to go away from the Word. And just to share something, you know, and he says, all power was given unto me in Matthew 28. And he told the apostles to go and witness to the whole world. He gave them that power back. What the point is, with all the power that Jesus received from the Father, being God in the flesh, he gave that authority, that power, back to us also. And he gave that authority to the believer also. And I just want to share that. I'm going to read Matthew 28:18. It says 18 and 19. He says, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things which I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the age. And then Jesus also gave the apostles power and believers power when he said, behold, in Luke chapter 10, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means harm you. Well, just to share with the listeners, Jesus had to show his authority. This was the first time he raised. He walked on earth for 3.5 years. This is the first time that he raised someone from the dead. It was Lazarus. And then he raised the little girl that died. Okay? And he had to show to the non-believers his authority, because he did many miracles and many healings before that. And Jesus did not take advantage or show off his authority and power. As we know, he was a humble, he came as a humble servant, even though he was King of Kings. And, you know, if we look at, if we had that type of power in our flesh, how would we walk? How would we use it? But we have to use it in the same manner as Jesus. And he showed, and if you go into this book, Brother Gus and listeners, I just want to share something. What I call reading this today, Jesus had a lot of compassion for people. He had a lot of compassion for this family. He wept over Lazarus. He actually wept over Lazarus. He knew that he would raise him from the dead, but he wept because he was close to them, and he was near to them. And like Brother Gus said, but yet he was trying to show them also, I don't have to be present for things to happen, for miracles to happen.
Right.
God hears all prayers. He knows what's going on. He kind of showed that. We didn't read that, where the apostles were with him. He was in a different city, and for 2 days, he spent an extra 2 days there. He said, Lazarus is asleep. And they said, well, if he sleeps, that's good. He'll get better. He said, no. He said plainly, Lazarus is dead. We must go. So the thing is that God knew that he passed away. He said this was going to be for what? The glory of God. So I just want to share that with the listeners, Dana.
Well, the whole point of the story, Brother John, is what you said at the end. For the glory of God.
Amen.
And I believe that's That's the picture here in Lazarus's death. And if you notice, Lazarus is known not for you know, his life that he lived, but for the death that he died, because he was resurrected. Anybody thinks of Lazarus, nothing is mentioned of his walk. His walk with the Lord. But we know that he did, because Jesus stayed with them in Bethany. Whenever he went to Bethany, he stayed with them. Because you remember earlier on I read, it says, Lord, the one that you love is healed. Jesus stood with them all the time. These women, their door was open to Jesus. They knew that Jesus was the Lord, and their door was open to the Lord. So my point here is that your door would be open to the Lord, and that door would be your heart. Let him come in, and let him stay, and let him resurrect something in you. Let him put life where there was no life. Let him put healing where there was no healing.
Or won't pay certainly America. Avilo del development trial I trial a show. I capose what back a ginaza main that ginaz akana on the book of John 11th chapter. It says in the rest of the verse, whoever believes in me, O Cristo del tu, congodi pachala ne mande, even though metal sitte trail. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world. Now, let's shift gears for a minute, Brother John. Another person that was resurrected was Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Jesus Christ was resurrected, and it wasn't too long after this that Jesus went to the cross, he went to Calvary, was crucified, he hung on a tree, the cross, and he was in the tomb for 3 days. We all know that Jesus was in the tomb of, let me see, I forget his name, but it'll come to me in a minute, but he was in the tomb for 3 days. And, I believe the tomb was, let me see, it was Joseph of Arimathea. He borrowed his tomb. And he stood in there for 3 days. On the third day, he was lifted. And the stone was rolled back. Now, palapeo, brothers and sisters, asun misto tokan, the stone was not rolled back so that Jesus could come out. The stone was rolled back so the people could see in that he's gone. Know that for certain. Because if you remember, the cloth that Jesus was laid in, Jesus' spirit came through that. Those were still laying there. So Jesus was lifted up before that stone was moved.
That's right.
That stone was only moved. And Polly, why was that stone moved? Like Brother John said, for the glory of God. This I have been, I shall be come. And who seen that? Body was Mary. My Lord, he's gone. So Peter and John, they ran, they seen that, and they told Mary, Martha, he's been raised. And that stone was moved, not that, so Jesus can get out. Jesus moved that stone so that we can give glory to God and say, Jesus has been raised from the dead. Now, here's the question. Why didn't Jesus just heal Lazarus from the town that he was, which was, you know, a couple-day journey, as soon as they told him? After all, he loved him. Not only that, he lived with him. He literally lived with him. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. It was more real for Lazarus than anyone else. After all, it says in Isaiah, I sent my word and healed your disease. That's a good question. So here's the answer. And Brother John said that. So we can give the glory to God. And I said it earlier in the beginning of the radio station. Sometimes Jesus will delay in answering a prayer so that we would give him the glory. He knew that this is how it had to go. God being sovereign, in control of all things at all times, it says he holds the world together by the power of his word, knowing that this is how it has to be done. It might hurt for a little while. They might cry. And matter of fact, Jesus had compassion. It says later on, we're going to see it, that Jesus wept. So even though Jesus may be seated at the right hand of the Father, he lives in your heart and he's not too far away. Call on him today. When she said this, she went and called her sister Mary, saying, "Private, the teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she heard, she rose quickly and went to him.
Amen.
Okay, now, verse 38. Then Jesus, deeply moved again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, a stone laid against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha and her sister of the dead man said to him, "Lord, by this time there will be an odor, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus took away the stone. I'm sorry. Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you. I'm sorry. Father, I thank you that you have heard me." Verse 42. "I knew that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." Now, do you remember what I said earlier? The first thing Lazarus heard after 4 days of being dead was his name, Lazarus, being called by Jesus. And let me tell you something today. This man was dead and he's being resurrected. He was not ill. He was not sick. He was not had a disease. He was dead. He was in a tomb. So what is it today that you need from the Lord? Because nothing is too impossible for God. For with God, all things are possible. Now, within this 44 verses, Jesus says, "Believe." It's probably said over 6 or 7 times or more. Believe. Just believe. Just believe. See, in the Old Testament, you had to do. There was, you would have to sacrifice an animal. You would have to go to Jerusalem once a year. You would have to go to the high priest and tell him what you did so he can, you know, say, "Well, you need this type of animal to sacrifice." You had to do. But in the New Testament, all you have to do is believe. That's with your heart. Romans 10:9-10. If you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart, you will be saved. You remember the thief at the cross? He was not baptized. He didn't speak in tongues. But he said, "You are the Christ. Remember me when you come into your kingdom." Now, yes, we believe in baptism and speaking in tongues and all that, the fivefold ministry and all of that. But what the point here is, all you need to do is confess that Jesus is Lord and Savior of your life. And then your walk starts. You know, baptism comes later and, you know, ministry comes later on. But the point here is believing in Christ. He says it over and over and over again. And people, for some reason, Brother John, complicate Christianity and think that there's a lot of rules and regulations. All you have to do is believe that Jesus is Lord and Savior, right?
That's right. That's right. All you have to do is believe and accept him as Lord and Savior. You know,
Amen.
Brother Gus, the scripture here in verse 25 where Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life. he who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? You see, those who believe, it means to trust, to rely, to make him Lord, Savior, Master of your life. And that's what we all need to do. And a Christian, if you're a born-again believer, and you pass on from this life, you go home to be with the Lord, you're alive. Our spirit goes on. Our body may die here on earth, but it's going to be resurrected. We're going to get a new body, the Bible tells us.
Okay.
And our spirit goes on, either in eternity, either way, it goes on to eternity, either to hell or to heaven.
That's right.
Jesus died
exactly
on the cross,
right,
that we might have life, that we might have life with him. The Bible tells us that God wishes that not one perish. That's the reason he sent his only begotten Son to die for us, even though we were dead in our trespasses and sins, so that we can be forgiven and live forevermore. Tonight you could receive eternal life. If you never receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we all need to. Right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening around the world, you might be in a different country than the United States tonight. If you're listening in Europe, if you're listening in Asia or in Africa tonight, or here in the United States, it doesn't matter where you're at, you can say a simple prayer and receive that eternal life. I want to pray, and our brother Gus is going to give out that prayer tonight so that you can receive Jesus. Father God, tonight, I thank you for your word, Father God. Father God, tonight I pray that it touches someone tonight who needs salvation. Father God.
Yes.
Maybe they never received you as Lord and Savior. Tonight, Father God, I ask that you touch that person tonight or persons, wherever they might be. Father God, we ask for the Holy Spirit to do your work, touch their heart, show that person or persons tonight that they need a Savior tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Gus, if you need a prayer tonight, God bless you.
The sinner's prayer will be the most important prayer you've ever prayed in your life. I promise you that, because it's one that makes you a child of God. That's what it does. It really does. It's different from all other prayers because it brings you from light. It brings you from darkness to light. It really does. You know, and when you pray this prayer with us tonight, if you're one person that receives this, or if you're 1,000 or more, God willing, you might not feel different after the prayer, but it could take a day, it could take a week, it could take a month, and the Holy Spirit just comes in and starts messing with your life, starts making things better. It puts you on fire and says, you know what, I want to serve God. I want to do something for the Lord. I don't just want to believe that he's God. I want to live my life that he's God. And that's what it does. So say this prayer with us if you're not a child of God, and you can receive the Lord as your Lord and Savior tonight. Lord, I admit I'm a sinner, and I'm in need of your forgiveness. I believe that you died for me, taking my place on the cross and forgiving all of my sins. Right now, Lord, I turn from the world. I turn from sin and all the things that I've been doing, and I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I take you as my personal Savior, Lord, and I commit myself to you, and let your Spirit lead me, fill me, Lord, with your love, and take me and make me the person that you want me to be. In the mighty name of Jehovah, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. That's a good word tonight, and I'm going to ask.
God bless you, too. God bless you, listeners. Thank you, Brother John, for having me on.
Amen. Stay with us. Brother Gus, we're going to open up the lines. If anybody has a prayer request, or you might have a question or a comment of the teaching tonight, just hit 1 on your keypad. Tonight, if you're you're listening by telephone. If you're listening by internet, call in tonight. It's area code 917-889-7893. That's 917-889-7893. God bless you tonight.
If you have any questions, call in and ask John. He knows all the answers.
I believe we do have a caller. We don't have a number up there, but we're going to take this. God bless you. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello, God bless
you. Can you hear me? Yes, can you hear me? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it's me, Sophia. God bless you.
God bless you, Sophia. How are you tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. First of all, I want to give God the glory and the praise for opening the radio station. I've been keeping in prayer with it. And
thank you.
You are a blessing. Your radio station's a blessing. And I have a special request for a special family member in my heart. I want to pray for Tommy and Susie. He's on kidney dialysis, and she's pretty sick too, the Lord knows. So I want to keep them in prayer. They need healing, and they need the Lord to really touch their lives and their heart. And I want to pray for people that are lost to find the Lord and give their life to the Lord and change their ways.
Yes.
It's not hard to change your ways. It's not hard. All you got to do is say, take me, Lord, I'm yours, and he changes it. In a blink of an eye, he can do anything. Things we don't see and understand, he can do it all in a blink of an eye. And to keep faith, so for the ones that are lost, the prodigal sons and the daughters, I just want to pray for national, for the whole world, because we all fall short, and we're all lost, and everybody's Dukade and Brigome and Naswale.
Yeah.
And I just want to pray for that. I want to pray for healing and deliverance. That's what I want to pray for.
Amen. Is Tommy and the first person you asked
Susie.
For with Tommy and Susie? Amen.
They're a married couple. Tommy is, I believe he goes to dialysis 3-4 times a week. The woman's pretty sick too. They got a lot of stuff going on, and the Lord knows the personal issues. So I want to keep them in prayer.
Amen. Let's pray for them right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up Tommy, Susie, Devil. We ask for Father God for complete healing for them, Father God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Ask tonight, that you heal Tommy's kidneys, Father God. Father God,
yes,
that
Lord.
Resurrection power, that healing power that was there 2,000
yes,
years
God.
Ago is still here with
Church
us today,
devil.
Father God.
Church
Father God,
devil.
Tonight, we bind this sicknesses from them, Father God, and
yes,
Father
Lord.
God, we loose a healing, Father God, upon them, Father God. Put
yes,
your
Father.
Peace upon them, that Lord. Draw them closer
yes,
to you, Father God, as they drifted
yes,
away.
Lord.
Lord, bring them back into the fold, Father God, in Jesus' name. We
yes,
pray for
Lord.
The lost tonight. Father God,
yes.
that you touch them, that you convict them, those that once served you, Devil, and walked away, Father God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Ask tonight, Father God, that you draw them by the Holy Spirit back to you, Father God.
Touch
we pray for
thank
those, Devil, with addictions tonight, Devil, from drugs,
yes.
from alcohol, Father God, in Jesus'
yes,
name. Devil, those who need a physical healing, Father God, tonight, Devil, we ask, Devil, that you touch those who need a financial healing, Father God. A miracle
yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Devil, in Jesus' name, meet that need. Open up the floodgates of heaven and pour a blessing upon
yes,
your people
Lord.
Tonight. Father God, those who lost a loved one, Devil, in their life, Devil, in Jesus' name, Father God.
Yes,
Devil,
Lord.
Comfort
Jesus.
Them knowing that they will see their loved ones
peace.
Again, Father God. And Father
thank
God,
you,
put your peace and comfort them tonight. Have your protection, Lord, and Father God. Father God, we lift up your people tonight. We thank you, Father God, for everybody. Please, Sophia, Father God, continue to do the work that you've been doing in their life, Father God. Father
yes,
God,
Lord,
I can feel and I sense and I see that what you're doing in her life, Father God. Father God, continue the work in her life, Lord. Give her a fresh new anointing of your Holy Spirit.
Yes,
Father
Lord,
God.
I receive it,
you
Father
lead
God.
And guide
thank
her.
You, Jesus.
Meet every need
thank
for
you,
her
Jesus.
And her family. Healing for her father,
yes,
for her
Lord.
Mother tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father God, for her children and grandchildren, Father God.
Yes,
in Jesus' name, Father God. And bless her, dear Lord, spiritually, physically, financially, dear Lord. The hedge of protection around her, Father God. We see the blood of Jesus upon us. Use her in a mighty way for your glory tonight, dear Lord. And bless her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. We pray by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Yes.
God bless you, Sophia. Thank you for calling
in. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. God bless you, too. Thank you.
Praise God.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Praise the Lord. God bless the callers tonight. Tonight, if you have a prayer request, if you're listening by telephone, just hit 1 on your keypad. You might have a question. We'll try to answer it tonight because we have Gus with us and he knows everything. No, I'm joking. He's always late, though. Okay? He'll get your answers 15 minutes from now.
I have some problems. I was trying to use my earpiece that I usually use, and it wouldn't connect the Bluetooth, so I have to borrow Jacob's earphones. So sorry for being, 10 minutes late.
No problem. No problem. You're always 16 minutes late. But you know what? I tease Gus for some reason. But he's getting better. He was only 8 minutes late tonight. Praise God to the listeners tonight. Again, we're going to give it a couple minutes here. We just like to just share. We just like to ease back and let you know, again, who we are. We're Gypsies for Jesus Radio. And like I shared earlier in the program, we have been around for a long time. And I want to clarify something out there, too, because it's going around on Instagram, okay? We are a full gospel radio station and ministry. We believe in all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, all 9 of them.
Amen.
And that they still exist today. And
hallelujah.
They are used by the believers. So believers. And we just want to share with you tonight, we do not believe in eternal security, once saved, always saved. Okay? We do not believe that doctrine.
Right.
And something on Instagram just happened again, and there's people using our logo, which is fine. Which is fine. We gave those out. We told people if you wanted to use them on Talk back when we started it. But I, John Dimitro, am the founder and the overseer of Gypsies for Jesus Radio. And just to let everyone know that this is the official radio station for Gypsies for Jesus. And just to clarify, we are not affiliated with what they call Oasis, Once Saved, Always Saved. We are independent, and we're full gospel, spiritual believers. Amen. So again, if you have a prayer request, hit 1 on your keypad tonight. If you're a call-in listener, if you called in tonight, if you're listening by telephone, and if you're listening by internet, call in. Area code 917-889-7893. That's 917-889-7893. Or you can write if you're in a different country. I'm going to speak the Womano language for 30 seconds here. Amara Pala Iteak, Asana Nitama, IST Denduma Potirifono, Amensa, Sai Ramon, Ramon Amenga, I did Stradan Amenga email. Amaro email address was Gypsy Radio, or numero yek. Gypsy Radio, the number 1, at yahoo.com. You can send us an email. Amen. God bless you tonight. I'll repeat that.
Go ahead.
I'll just repeat it one more time. That's Gypsy Radio, the number 1. And our station will be on every Friday night, 11 o'clock Eastern Time, 10 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock on the West Coast. We'll be back on Friday night, this coming Friday. Brother Gus, if you have something you'd like to share before we sign off?
Yeah, we wanted to encourage, we always encourage this, that there's always church on Sunday. You know, we have Blazo in the Bay Area in Fremont.
Yes.
His church Sundays, 3 o'clock. We've got Michael in Manteca. That matches, Michael in Manteca. And, you know, wherever you may be, you know, if you live in a city and you're not sure if it's a congregation or if you're looking for a church, call us, email us. And if you miss the teaching or any of the teachings, you can just go to the radio station that John gave, click on the link, and you can hear. You could hear them anytime. You could pause them. You could listen to them at your leisure. That's all I wanted to mention. Start the Sunday church.
Amen. And just a couple listeners, again, if you have a computer, you can go to Blog Talk Radio. That's BlogTalkRadio.com. You could listen to past messages and so forth that we shared on the radio. And also, you can listen by your with your computer. Do that or on Facebook. Or follow us at Gypsies for Jesus on Facebook. I want to thank everyone for listening tonight. I want to do God the glory for the word tonight. May the Lord bless you, guide you, and keep you tonight. May He provide every need for each and every person listening tonight. Father God, we thank you for your station tonight. Bless your people in every area, spiritually, physically, financially, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen and amen. Good night. God bless you. We love you. From Jesus Radio. We'll see you Friday night, 11 o'clock.